has this institutionalization of throat singing, of this process of going to an actual arts academy and studying it in sort of like a scholarly way or as musicians would. Has that helped the development of throat singing? Has it changed it? Has it maybe even improved the quality of the singing compared to, you know, what was done maybe 50 years ago, 100 years ago, when there was no such arts academy?
It's providing a great place for people to come together and learn about all of the different styles. You know, it's good that it's supported now officially, because in this time, in this modern time, if the structure of having it present in schools and colleges didn't exist, you know, it could have very well been lost. And so the fact that they've got it now means a lot more kids are exposed to it, and people who are interested in it, whereas back in the day, maybe you would only know one style, and you wouldn't know about another style because they were doing that over in another part, and there just weren't as many people, and they were much more widespread, and so they didn't communicate as much. So this is providing kind of a centralization for it, and an opportunity for all the young kids also not only to be exposed to the broadness of it, how many different styles and all the different canon of songs and melodies and that kind of thing, but also they're getting the opportunity to be exposed to the recordings of the older singers who are now very old or in many cases have passed on. This allows them to know them, to be acquainted with them, is the way Dorshu put it. So in the sense that it's helping the spread and it's helping the growth of it, everybody in Tuva knows that it's the very special treasure of Tuva, and so right. You know, it's helping it gain, once again, respect and worth in the eyes of the Tuvans.